I'm not nearly finished putting together the photos I took when I was in Costa Rica this month, and already I'm headed on another adventure. This time, I'm off to Guatemala. This has been the weirdest, most exciting 12-month period in my life as far as travel goes. I've been to Ecuador, Mexico, Costa Rica, and now Guatemala, not even counting my trips to Florida, Nebraska, and Washington, D.C. It's starting to get overwhelming. As much as I love adventures, I also love coming home again, and except for the Nebraska trip where I was speaking at a birding festival and Photon was specifically invited to come along, I've had to leave my little dog home. She hates that. Last year, when I brought her along to Arkansas for my month-long ivory-billed woodpecker adventure, she had a splendid time, and she knows whenever my suitcase is out, there's serious fun and adventure afoot. So I always feel guilty packing when she can't come along. But even if I'm still tired from Costa Rica and sad about leaving home so soon, I'm thrilled about this opportunity to discover Guatemala. The country is at the bottom of Mexico, bordering Mexico and Belize above and Honduras and El Salvador below. It has a small border with the Caribbean, just enough to make it extremely vulnerable to Gulf Coast hurricanes, and a fairly long coast on the Pacific side. The country's national bird, and also the national symbol found on its currency, is the resplendent Quetzal. As cosmically beautiful as Quetzals are in Costa Rica, the race found in Guatemala and Mexico is supposed to be even more beautiful. I can't even imagine that. Guatemala is considered the fifth biodiversity hotspot in the world. The country has 14 ecoregions, and of the 1,246 known species of amphibians, birds, mammals, and reptiles, over 700 are birds. Guatemala has the largest percentage of protected areas in all of Central America, including Costa Rica, with a total of 91 protected areas and more than 28% of the territory as a protected area. There isn't a birding guidebook to Guatemala, but because it's so close to Mexico, that field guide will be pretty complete. I'm going there to attend a conference put on by several Guatemalan birding and nature companies and organizations and the country's tourism office. It's really exciting. I'll get to spend a bit of time with Bill Thompson and Julie Zickafoos of Birdwatchers Digest. They and my hero, Chandler Robbins, will be giving presentations. There'll be plenty of opportunities for birding, and I'll get lots of gigabytes of photos. I'll be spending 4 days at the end on a tour of the Pacific lowlands. It's hotter than blazes there, but since it's where magpie jays live, I won't mind the least. Magpie jays have long, long tails like magpies and a really cool and funky forward-facing crest. I got some distant photos of them when I was in Costa Rica, but nothing very good, so I'm really hoping I can get some great shots in Guatemala. This world has so many places to explore, so many birds to see, and so little time in a lifetime. I feel cosmically lucky to suddenly have so many opportunities to explore it and share it on my radio program and birder blog. Guatemala, here I come, but chickadees, I'll be back. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.